and there can be somebody in the room you don't like. Yeah. Sometimes they're going to be like, oof. Right? I mean, you know, that's an issue of our heart. That sometimes we've just become so accustomed to it, we don't even recognize what we're doing. And God wants to get us to get away from that stuff so that we can be all that he's called us to be. A sister here in the red and like pearl kind of, yes, what's your name, hon? Marcia? Marcia. Marcia, I just saw, like, coming over you that spirit of counsel, and it's as though God has given you that ability to see below the surface, and you can see what's going on. It's like when someone comes to you with a problem, you can hear them, but you see something different, and the wisdom of God is going to flow through you. But I also felt God say, I want you to lift your sights higher. It's as though you've kind of just gotten in this place, and it can become comfortable where you're at, but you're about to get, remember when the eagle has the babies in the nest and they're going to teach them how to fly, you know what they do with them? They push them out of the nest, right? And then they swoop down and pick them up before they hit the ground and bring them back up to the nest. And then they do the same thing over and over until what? That eaglet begins to soar. And that's what's going to happen with you. So don't be surprised at some of the changes up ahead, as God is getting ready to cause you to soar. There is much more in you, and it's as though you've been kind of boxed in and everything's been a little bit neat. It's about to get unneat. And you're going to see how God has put within you much more than what you're now walking in. And so, Lord, I bless her in Jesus' name. I thank you for Marcia. Lord, I bless what you're doing in her. I also just saw Marcia like a stretcher in front of you. And there's no one on the stretcher. It's just laid there. And I feel like there's a day coming where one of the things that I've said is, I'm going to raise the dead. I am going to raise the dead. The enemy made me mad. And my husband was taken out way too early. And so I've said, but I've had prophetic words years ago. And don't get mad at me and think about your theology. Let that stuff go, all right? But I've had prophetic words about raising the dead. And so I've said, I've got to practice. And so I think that's what that stretcher is. Practice calling forth the dead. I remember when Charity and I were in, they allowed us to go into the refrigerator area with all these bodies, and y'all don't think I'm weird, right? I realize I'm not giving you the whole story. I'm giving you little snippets, and it might sound a little odd, a little strange. But, and most people would not know this about me. If you look back at how I was 20 years ago and I was very shy, no one would know what was in me. And there are times people don't know what's in you, but God's going to bring you out. There is a warrior spirit within you, and it's going to rise to a whole new level. Raise the dead. The Bible says, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. That's what we're all called to do. God bless you, Marcia. I'm glad that you're here tonight, and may God do in you what only he can do in you. All right. Are y'all all okay? All right. I want to pray for us that our expectation get raised higher, that we believe God for greater. Okay, how many of you can think of one thing that has kind of held you down to a certain level? Can you think of anything that's just kind of kept you that, you know, that substandard? You know what I mean? Or I'm a good church girl. You know what I mean? We know how to be good church girls. I hope we're good church girls out there, too. All right? But if we have no expectation, even for the rest of what we gather together this weekend, what's going to happen? Nothing, right? And so I want to pray for you. Can I do that? All right. So, Father, we're here tonight, and I don't believe, God, that it's coincidental for any person that's in here to be here this night. And, Lord, you know each person individually. You know where they're at. You know the things, situations that they're facing and struggles that they have. And Lord, for some of them, I feel like there's even some medical issues that have just hung on for years, and I'm kind of like sick of it right now. And so I pray that our expectation be raised, Lord, where it wouldn't be, okay, we're going to have a prayer line, everybody get prayed for, but we're going to walk in healing and expect for the miraculous to take place in our lives, not waiting for anybody, but pressing into you. And so I thank you right now for our expectation being raised. What is it? And I pray every woman would ask this question, what is it that I want God to do in these gatherings? Lord, I pray that you would speak to them and give them all something, but I pray that you would meet their expectation and go beyond what they expected. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. And so I pray when you go home tonight, you ask the Lord, talk to God about it. What is my expectation? Do you have expectation? Maybe you need to find expectation. Maybe you need to find something that you can believe God to do. And I don't think that our time here is wasted if you don't have expectation. I still am a firm believer that God imparts into our spirit. I still believe that. But I don't want to just be imparted to in the sense of just receiving something. I want my life to count for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen? It's like with David. I want to serve the purpose of God in my generation. And God said about David, I found a man who will do all my will. Isn't that powerful? I mean, that's what God said about David. I found a man who will do all my will. And we should all take encouragement in that because David messed up too. He messed up, right? Yes, he did. All right, this sister here that's so beautiful, I have to come back to you. What's your name? Gwen. You're beautiful, Gwen. Absolutely beautiful. What I heard the Lord say when I looked at you, and it was like this beauty, and you are beautiful, but the beauty of God on your life is going to cause men's heads to turn. And when I say men's, it's not just men. I'm talking about men and women. I'm being gender neutral. And there is male and female today. And I'm not criticizing anyone. I hope you hear my heart. All right, but I saw men's heads turn and look at you. And what I felt God say is he's going to promote you. And you're going to be promoted again and again and again. And things that it looked like it wasn't going to happen. God says you will not be passed by, but I will cause promotion to come to you. I will cause honor to come to you. And the Lord says there was a day that you didn't know if you could lift your head up off your pillow. And you said, God, I don't know how to do this. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. All I have is you. And the Lord says, look what I've done in your life. Even in the last 5 years, God says, have I not been faithful to you? Have I not provided for you? Have I not given to you that good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over? And the Lord says, you have that heart to serve. You are a servant in the house. And the Lord says, as I have stationed you where you're at, you stand your ground and you don't give up in the midst of the fight. And God says, I will restore the years that were taken from you. The enemy was cruel to you, but God says, I will restore those years and you will walk in faith and you will walk in victory. And the Lord says, you're going to stir stir people by your faith, and you're going to say, that's not too big. Our God is bigger than that. He can take care of that. That's not a big deal. You watch what God will do. And the Lord says, just as I multiplied the loaves and the fishes, I've done it for you. But God says, you're going to do it in the household of faith. And there will come a day when people will be looking in the windows of the church to say, what is she doing now? What is she working on now? And God says, you're going to be known as a miracle worker. And it's going to touch into this generation. There is a generational blessing and anointing that's going to flow through you. And you will have impact in this generation. It's like you're going to call the young people to attention. And you're going to bring them up in the fear of the Lord. And God says, I'm with you every step of the way. And I will guide you with my eye, and I'll guide you with my peace. I just saw this like a river flowing. And as a river, you know what it says in Ezekiel? If you get in where the river's going, anywhere you go, there's healing that's flowing high. And so God's releasing a greater healing into you, but also it's going to flow through you. And so, Lord, I bless her right now in Jesus' name. I bless what you're doing in Gwen. Lord, I thank you for making her to be a model where ones can say, if she can do it, I can do it. Lord, I thank you for what you've put in her. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I get water. Thank you. All right, so it's 9:05, and I won't keep you because I know we meet back tomorrow morning. So I tell people it won't be the eternal service of heaven, just so you know. But I'll probably go for another 10, 15 minutes, if that's okay, unless y'all, I think I have permission to go till 9 or 9:30, and Pastor Kathy is okay. And so I like to just kind of cut it loose, and such a great anointing is on your life, Gwen. I mean, there's a great anointing. The enemy wanted to destroy you and take you out. But there is an anointing that broke that assignment off of you. And your life has never been the same. But you watch what God does in the coming years. It's going to bless your socks off. So, Lord, I bless what you're doing in her. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. The sister that danced, Janet. I did it, Janet. All right, good. I was hoping I had your name right. Janet, I see you like so serious and so focused, and people know that when they get around you, watch out, because she isn't going to play games, and I really feel like the Lord has put that in your heart, just a seriousness with him, but a seriousness of life. And that people not play games in life. And you have come through the school of hard knocks. There have been so many hits against you, and yet you stood. And having done all, you stand, putting on the whole armor of God. And the Lord says, daughter, I'm pleased with you, and I'm pleased with the positioning of your heart, that when the going got rough, you got tough, and you didn't back down, though the winds of adversity were against you. God says you remained standing, and though you felt at times you're alone, God says you're never alone, but I am always with you, and I am your help, and I am your strength, and I am your peace, and I am your husband, and I will hold you even in the times ahead where you look around and you say, how come, God? Why? God says, I'm going to begin to give you the answers and tell you the reason why, and there is going to come revelation into your heart of that that has happened and that I'm doing. And the Lord says, you have an anointing. It's like you can, I'm going to give you kind of this thing, and I'm not sure how else to do it, because, you know, we're limited by our own vocabulary. and sometimes I don't know the best word to use, but I see you, not literally, I hope you understand, but smacking people up beside the head. It's like smacking them up, boom, 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 right? And it's like you are going to make sure that they do not get into trouble. It's like you are going to ensure this is what will happen, the cause and effect. If you do this, then this will happen. And there is something in you that is like a mama anointing that is going to get right to the heart of the matter, and it's going to change minds. You're going to be used by God. Imagine that. To change minds and to change mindsets on who people think God is. But the fear of God is going to rest on you, and it's going to change the atmosphere around you. And the power of God will flow through the words. I see words coming out of you, like sharp words. And it's going to change. I also feel like the Lord is releasing what I'm seeing is like this a tunnel kind of thing, and it's like flowing through that is provision, like, and so I call forth the provision right now, the provision for you, you know what it says in Isaiah, God says, where is a house that you will build me, and where is a place of my rest? So you're building a dwelling place for God. And because you're building him a place, he's going to bring the provision to you. So Lord, I bless her right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. I also see you cleaning up messes. Have you ever seen babies' bibs after they eat? Right? And whoever developed the bib was brilliant, right? Because that thing can just be covered, right? And then you take it off and you'd never know that that baby had just made this big mess, right? I see you cleaning up some messes. I believe what God is saying, it's people's lives. Their life has been a mess. And the Lord's going to use you to come in and bring healing into their hearts. And it's going to take off of them that condemnation that's there. And it's going to cause them to feel, you're coming out, my girl. You're coming out. There's been a timidity, a pulling back a little bit, not quite sure, is this for me? I don't know. And so you kind of back up a little bit, and God says, I'm bringing you out, and I'm going to cause that gift within you to be seen and known. There's no more hiding, no more pulling back. Lord, I release a fresh charging upon her right now, that she would step into all that you have for her. No more holding back, no more hiding out. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. The girl in the gray fur, it's very cute. And you are? Dora? Oh, thank you. Thank you. But your name is beautiful. It's beautiful. Dora, I saw you just coming into a place and just looking around and saying, okay, we could do this, and we could do that, and we could do that. It's like all these ideas are flowing through your head. There's a lot of creativity within you. But what I saw God do is actually put wheels underneath you. And what I feel like is going to happen is those ideas are now going to begin to move. There's going to be something tangible. And if I can say this, there's business in you. There is something that God is going to do with you through business that's going to become a blessing to you. And so what you do, He's going to bless the work of your hands, and you're going to know that God cares about you, and He doesn't leave you on the sidelines, just leave you in that place of wondering, what am I doing? What am I supposed to be doing? Things are going to become so clear for you now where you're going to say, God, this is better than what I ever imagined. And Lord, I need your help right now. And God says, I'll send you help in the nick of time. And you're going to find that my grace is sufficient for you. And the Bible says, even as the young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. God says, I'll provide for you. I'll get you going, even in some ways where it's like, I don't know how to break through that area or that area. God says, I'm going to teach you how to get through some areas that have just been closed and locked to you. But I want you to begin to think with a business mind and understanding that I've called you to do this. It's not just kind of a thing in you, a dream, but this is my doing. And so, Lord, I bless what you're doing in her right now. I pray that you would stir her. You know what? You were not, baby girl, you were not meant to be a doormat for other people. You were not meant for men to walk on top of you. And God says, I'm healing you. I'm restoring you. And I'm causing you to arise as the woman that I've called you to be. Lord, I bless what you're doing in her right now, in Jesus' name. Ha. Lord, I pray a work of restoration, spirit, soul, and body, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. Ha. God bless you. All right, Pastor, and I've forgotten your first name. Martha? Margot. Margot. Hey, that's actually prophetic. Margot. Pastor Margot, I saw you hanging on to the horns of the altar and saying, God, I'm not going to let go until. Remember what Jacob did. Jacob stayed up all night long and he wrestled. And he said, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. And the Lord says, I've got blessings yet. I'm going to pour out over your family. God says the enemy thought he had the upper hand. But God says, I am still God. And I'm releasing even a generational blessing through you. And God says, the prodigal shall come home. And there shall be rejoicing in the house. There shall be celebration. And God says, I'm going to turn all mourning into great joy. And there will come a season where you will feel as though you're walking on clouds. And the Lord said, it's going to get better and better and better. Even as the scripture says, the path of the just gets brighter and brighter. God says things ahead are going to change and transition. You know it. You feel it. You know there's change ahead. You sense it even within your spirit. And the Lord says you will be a mama to many, and you will bring ones up in the understanding of the scriptures. I see you teaching things out. It's like line upon line and precept upon precept. You love the word of God. You love being in the presence of the Lord. And God says there is a stirring up even of the greater eternal purposes within your own life, that you would understand these are days to get refired. I'm putting a fresh fire on the inside of you. And God says, I will touch you and I will touch your family. I will not leave the family untouched by my glory, but my glory will rest upon your family. Lord, I thank you right now for what you're doing with Pastor Margot. I thank you that, you know what I love about you, Jesus, is you always come to give a future and you come to give a hope. And so I pray that you begin to bring a deeper hope to my sister right now. You know, you've been a good, good sister. A good sister. And there's been, you know, when you walk through life, some people have a, like if you were to sit with them, you would find that one of their, I don't know what the word is, that I'm, but one of the things they value is loyalty, right? But you find that not everybody values loyalty in the same way. And how do you know that? Well, people will just walk in and out of your life and you realize they don't value loyalty. But someone who values loyalty can't understand why someone doesn't value loyalty. And it can be like, I don't get it. I wouldn't do that. Why? How can they do that, right? And it's because if you don't value loyalty and understand it in the same way, you don't get it when other people aren't loyal. And I felt like God was commending you for stationing yourself as a good sister, as a loyal friend, and being willing. I mean, you have extended grace to so many people. And even when they come back, and they don't come back apologizing, they just come back as though nothing has happened. There has been a grace on you to just love and just say, I just want to love. And God said, at the same time, I'm doing a healing in your heart and I'm taking those pricks out of you, those things that the enemy wanted to stick in you. But God says, I'm greater than that. And I'm pouring in the oil and the wine. Remember when Jesus turned the water into wine? He said, you know, every man at the beginning sets out the good wine and then the inferior, but you kept the best for last. And he still keeps the best for last, your best days, right? So Lord, I pray that it become a reality to her. I also see God touching your frame. It's like if you were to take, you know, you have that x-ray of the body, you see the skeleton, is it like the bone part of it, I guess. I don't even know what you see because I'm not a medical person, but for me, I see the frame of somebody, right? So I hope you understand what I'm saying. But I saw God's hand just come over your frame and bring healing into your body. And so, Lord, I release a healing word into my sister right now. I cancel every assignment of the enemy against her physically in Jesus' name. And I release healing virtue into this woman's body right here tonight. Jesus, I know that if you were here, you wouldn't leave one person in a place of needing healing that wanted healing. And so I release healing into her body right now. In Jesus' name, I cancel every medical diagnosis that's from the pit of hell. I cancel it out in Jesus' name. I declare miracle-working power in this flesh right now. I declare over her, there is no weapon formed against her that will prosper. I release the virtue of Jesus right now into her body. Father, I thank you for the verdict of heaven. She is healed. Lord, I thank you that even as Peter and John said, I'm not going to give you that money. I have something greater. Silver and gold, I'm not giving you. But this is what I say in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. I declare that power in her body right now, all through her midsection. I pray a healing to take place into the organs of her body. I declare wholeness in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Do you, well, you would remember this. Remember the records that you used to buy? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, like those kind of things, right? And I think about some of those, now they call them what, vintage, or, and everybody wants vintage, and so some people just buy them just to have them, right? And I feel like something from past days that you did, and I'm going back years with you, something from years ago that you did is going to come back up to the forefront. And I'm talking in a way that I believe God is speaking about a healing house for you, right? Where it was like you believed God years ago, but now that faith in you is like going to be desired by many people. It's like people are going to want what you have. And you're going to say, I got that years ago. I paid a price for it, right? Because the anointing will cost you. And you're going to say, I paid a price for this, but freely I have been given. Freely I give. And I see you laying hands on people and people lining up for you to lay your hand on them. And so, Lord, and it's just like, you know, people want all this vintage stuff. I don't understand it all. I see it. You understand what I'm saying? But now, I feel like what God is saying is now is the season for what he did back then in you right here. So, Lord, I bless what you're doing in her. And I pray, God, that you make sense of what I was trying to convey to her in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, that's one of the biggest struggles you have is because you feel something, you're not always able to articulate what that it is. Yes. All right, so the sister over here with the glasses, what is it? Stephanie, I just saw when I looked over at you, like, bubbles of joy, and even musical notes coming out. It's like God is deepening your heart of worship. He just is, and he's calling you into that place of intimacy with him. And there's seasons that you've come through that you didn't know how to make it through, and yet you're here, and you know that God has carried you through it. And it's like the old song, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. And you've discovered that without him, you can do nothing. And God is bringing you into, it's like he's extending an invitation to you, Stephanie, into a deeper walk and realm with him. And so, Lord, I bless what you're doing in her right now. And I ask, God, that you deepen the relationship you have with her, that she would feel you going very deep in her. And know, God, that you love her, and your love will never fail her. And so, Lord, I bless her. You know, when we have come through what we've come through, like when my husband passed, we started going to Dunkin' Donuts, you know, and we were wearing the donuts. But the donuts are coming off. We're starting to take the donuts off. But we did. I mean, it was donuts every day and sometimes two or three times a day, and coffee. You know, the coffee, it brings comfort, right? That's what we discovered. And then we stopped after, you know, about a year, we stopped. Do you know what happened on the anniversary of my husband's passing? This is amazing. On the anniversary, I get a text message. Everybody said, wait for a year to pass. You know, you just got to get through the first year, and you go through all the firsts, and you never go through all the firsts. You know, you just don't. But I woke up that morning, and I said, God, I don't feel anything different. And I thought I was supposed to feel differently, but I didn't. And I knew I had to get up and shower and get myself together because of the grandbabies. And, you know, I don't want them to see me like that. So I got up and I showered. And after I got ready, I get a text message from somebody in another nation. They had had this prophetic word that I gave for the president of a nation. And they said, Pastor Kathy, you need to pray right now. We are walking into the president's office with your word. Right? See, on the very, they didn't even know it was the anniversary of Bob's passing. They didn't know. They never met him. They didn't know anything. But I know this. God does these special things for me. And he's going to do special things for you. Very special things are going to come to you. And it's because you have said yes to Jesus, and you want to know him, and you are faithful to the bone. So, Lord, I bless. I was telling you that story for something, though. I don't know what it was. I'll probably come back to it. Is that okay? Thank you. Thank you for grace. All right, this is what I'm going to do because it's like 9:26. Are y'all tired? No. I'm not tired. Charity is. I'm not tired, but I feel like, you know, as I'm here, I know that when I go into areas, there's something of a deposit that God wants me to bring, no matter who you have. You know, you understand that? Even your pastor on Sunday morning has a deposit of God to bring. You understand? I'm not putting myself above anybody. I'm saying I know that there is something in me to be deposited here, right? And so I want to give you everything I've got, if that's okay. But I don't want to cause you to not want to come back tomorrow and say, no, that was enough. I can't handle any more, right? So I'm going to just do a couple real quick prophetic words of things that I see, and I'll pray that God gives you the rest in your bodies that you need. Is that a deal? All right, so this girl right here with the glasses on, what's your name, baby? Chanel. Chanel, I see books in front of you and you climbing up the stairs of books. Revelation and knowledge is for you. And God is going to help you to overcome some things, some obstacles that have been in your way that's kind of prevented you from reaching into that potential that God has for you. You are a thinker. Thinker, thinker, thinker. You think. And God's going to help you to get what you need and not feel this obsession, so to speak, of having to get more. You're going to come to a place of peace in the Lord and know that he will satisfy you. But let me say this, blessing upon blessing upon blessing is coming your way. God's blessing is on your life. You are very intelligent, very smart. There's a lot of things you can do in life. But I'll tell you what, nothing will satisfy like Jesus himself. Nothing. Nothing will even come close to it. And the grace of God is on you to learn and acquire and gain knowledge. But what you gain is going to help people in the days coming, all right? So it's not wasted. It's not like you're just out there, you know, but there's purpose to it. There it is. There's purpose to what you're doing. But a settling is coming to you, right? Where it's just like you've been striving and striving and striving, and now God says, I'm bringing you to a settling where you can just, all right, enough is enough. I see some relationships ending around you. And there's some things that, here's what I tell people all the time, you become just like what you hang out with, right? And so if you hang out with somebody that's all the time criticizing and criticizing and criticizing, generally speaking, that's what's going to end up happening, right? So the best thing you can do is pull yourself out of some situations. Step back from them. Bible says if you want to be wise, you walk with the wise. And so you find the wise. I tell people all this time, when I do my training in the prophetic, I do classes, I tell them this, you find somebody that has an anointing and you follow after them. Some people say, I'm not going to follow after any man. Paul said this, follow me as I follow Christ. You find somebody that loves Jesus more than you, and you go. Now, if they get off track, then you find someone else. It's all right, right? There are people that fall. But most of the time, we look and think the grass is greener somewhere else. Be very careful. You stay faithful. And God will take care of your life, and he will take care of you. You won't have to worry. You won't have to try and figure things out, but God will do it for you. And then here's the promise he has for you. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will grant to you the desires of your heart. That's the promise. Lord, I bless her right now, and thank you for her life in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. The sister with the blonde hair and glasses back here. Gray sweater. Jocelyn. Okay, Jocelyn. Jocelyn, I just see you just like so full of love and care. The gift of compassion is in you. I mean, it's like you care so deeply for other people. And if someone is hurting, you want to do something for them. And God has given you a grace to work with people that are in need of care. Also, I felt like the Lord said he is putting a fresh anointing on you to lay hands on the sick and see them recover. And you're going to begin to feel that stirring up within you. And so you just go lay hands. I mean, you can even be walking through a restaurant and just almost act as though you're going to fall and touch somebody and keep right on going, right? Because he didn't even say you have to pray. He said lay hands on the sick and they will recover. And so there's got to be a boldness that comes within you. And God says, I'm going to give you the boldness. And you're going to find yourself almost in a place of, I've just got to lay my hands on people. I can't stop. It's like everywhere I go. Remember what John Wimber did. I love John Wimber. Pastor Kathy probably knows this. He prayed for 1,000 people before he saw the first healing. 1,000. Imagine that, laying hands on 1,000 people and knowing that you're called to heal the sick, and not one of them, and some of them died, he said. But he stayed with it. And then the miracles broke out. 1,000 times later, never give up. Lord, I bless her in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Pam, I see you in a place of just worship and loving God with all of your heart. And you've come through some stuff. It's like there's been hard things that you've walked through. But you know what it says in the Song of Solomon? I am my beloved's. And he is mine, and his banner over me is love. There's a banner of love over you. The Lord is a lifter up of your head, and he's brought you through with a testimony, and your life is an example to others. Never think that what you do is insignificant. It carries significance. Lord, I bless her right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Teresa, there is such a love in your heart for other people, but I see you just kind of worrying about some things. And the Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and your mind. And so, and you don't have to, you know, I'm not putting any guilt on you. I hope you understand. We all worry. I'm having to remind myself. There's times that I have to say in the middle of the night, Kathy, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, with prayer and thanksgiving, right? Let your requests be made known to God. I have to do a little bit of soul talk sometimes, and that's what I see you doing, because the enemy wants you to be in fear and anxiety. But God says, I begin to break off that assignment of anxiety against you, and I'm releasing peace into your physical body, that even your physical body would feel at peace, would feel a calmness. You know what happened to me the other night, Teresa? Charity knows, she could tell you. My whole body was vibrating. Do you ever have that? Anybody ever have? You do, okay. It's vibrating, and I realize I'm feeling anxious because of something that had happened. And so I laid on the bed and I said, Father, forgive me for coming into agreement with anything having to do with anxiety. Forgive me and cleanse me of it. You know why? Because if I'm taking on anxiety, I'm not trusting him, right? And so I have to repent for it. And then I said, Jesus, I welcome your peace. It just run through my body. And you know, it was like my body was the stillest I've felt in a long time. It was just so still and at peace. And that's what I release over you right now. The peace of Jesus into your body, into your mind. And God says things are going to be okay. I'm going to work things out for you. Lord, I bless her right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. God bless you. Thank you all for being attentive, and I kept you a little bit past 9:30, and I do say I'm sorry, but may God give you sleep tonight and rest, and I'll give it back to Pastor Kathy.
Thank you very much. So go home and get a good night's sleep. And there will be coffee and treats downstairs at 9:30 in the morning.